B-Pod Studios.
Okay, sports fans, this is it. This is what you've been waiting for. It's time for our weekly visit with Mr. Everything himself, Mr. Bob Ryan. Okay, yeah. We're bringing Bob in to make some sense out of the matter. Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Okay. The disappointing loss last night, but the Bruins had already won, what, like 8 in a row, so you know.
Look, any loss is quote-unquote disappointing, but now you have to take a deep breath, step back, and realize we're in a series. We're in a series against a team that's here for a good reason, and they simply outplayed the Bruins last night. Yes, the Bruins did have a couple of leads, but overall they were outshot 37-23. And they were a phrase that they they often use in hockey about, do we have the jump? No, they really, even when they were up, they didn't really have the jump. They didn't have it the way they did in the first game. And so here we are. We have a series. And also having to play so much time without Grzelcyk, who was hurt, and we don't know how long he's going to be out, and they were shorthanded, going with 5 defensemen. And by the time we got to the overtime, boy, was that an or of inevitability from the moment they dropped the puck. Boy. The whole game was down in front of Rask, and you know sooner or later something bad would happen, and it did.
Hey, Bob, do you think something's wrong with Brad Marchand? He's not quite as aggressive. He's not shooting like he used to. You think that hand is bothering him?
I don't know what it is, but he was not himself last night, and boy, did he get called out by Mike Milbury on TV, I'll tell you that. Not in a vicious way, but in an analytical way. He just wasn't himself. He made a very fatal error on the one rush when he left his man. He didn't fulfill his defensive duty and left the goalie exposed. And he wasn't. And then he had another giveaway that is very uncharacteristic. And he was not himself. I don't know if there's any physical reason, but I would expect him to play better from here on.
Do you feel comfortable with the balance of the series?
Yes, I still feel comfortable. There's no reason to change anything. I didn't expect a sweep at all. I just have too much respect for the Blues. And so I just think we settle down. We're going to have a good series. I still am confident that the Bruins will find a way to win. Now, if they don't have Grzelcyk, that is a problem. But let's be fair. They haven't made any big deal out of it on the other side, but they have a defenseman named Dunn who hasn't played, who is a very important player, who hasn't played, so you can't use that excuse.
Gotcha. I'm enjoying the chippiness. It's like, it got off right off the bat yesterday. They were at each other.
It's old-fashioned, Ryan. It's definitely got that old, original six feel, and people who love the game certainly appreciate that. So it has that feel, and I think it's going to continue to have that feel. They're a big, strong physical team. Their best, one of the things that I hope they can do over the course of time is simply wear down the Bruins, because they have a whole bunch of guys who, by any standard, are big and strong, and they're aggressive, and that's got to be the nature of their game.
How much of this is just like the David Backes factor? You know, they really seem to not like him anymore.
Yeah, well, I don't know. All that stuff is fun to talk about and write about, and it gives the media, and God knows I appreciate any tidbit and nugget that as a writer that you ever get to write about or a broadcaster to talk about. But, in the end, he's just another player, I think, that happens to be now playing for the Bruins, and when he's playing at his game, he's really important to this team. But I think that's a little twist on the currency, that's all.
Okay, could we shift gears and now go to the implosion of the bullpen?
It has been doing a good job, and then all of a sudden that was the last two nights have been horrible. The game Tuesday night I couldn't believe it, because I just felt really good about it. It was 3-0. Everything was in good shape, even at 3-2. Then it goes 5-2, and then boom! It was awful. It was an excruciating, awful ninth inning. And then last night, Ryan Weber could not replicate the start he had in Toronto last week. And then of course the bullpen was terrible again, because everybody's going to be saying they should have signed Kimbrel, and I would have hoped and would have liked that they had signed Kimbrel back, but they didn't. And you can argue that they're paying the price now, but it's a concern, because Price, buried in all this the last two nights, but Price was terrific the other night, and that's a very good sign, for the future and very an important thing. But these are, the Indians came in here as second in the league, second to last in the league in runs scored, and hitting in the 220s of the team batting average. So to allow them to explode like this was very discouraging.
Hey, okay. Bob, they go to New York to face the Yankees tonight. They're down 7.5 games.
This has been so not even a blip on the radar screen, Hank, because we're so Bruin-centric right now, which is fair and it's obvious. But, yes, the Yankee series, which, over the years has been so ballyhooed, people are going to wake up this morning and say, oh, my God, they're in New York. York. Yep. Yes, they're in New York for 4 days, and they're trailing the Yankees by 7 in the loss column. These are crucial. I mean, if they're going to really, you know, we've got to start thinking about this. Seriously, this hole that they've dug, it's a big one. It's a big, massive hole. And the fact is that they're 8 in the loss, and they need to win 3 out of 4 here, or else it's going to be, I won't say a wasted loss summer, but a very tedious one.
Okay. Now, just one last thing. Would you please mark this on your calendar for 2 weeks from today? That's June the 13th.
Yep.
And that's when we find out what Kyrie Irving is going
to
do.
Oh, my God, Kyrie Irving, yes. It won't be interesting, of course. Don't even waste any time trying to think about it. Just wake up that morning and then, you know, just find out. And the answer is, yes, I do have a shameless plug.
Okay, good.
And the answer is that I'm on Around the Horn today at 5 p.m. on ESPN. And you get a bonus because the Sports Reporters podcast with Mitch Albom and Mike Lupica will be dropped this afternoon. So bountiful, plenty of chances for Bob Ryan today.
Okay, you have a great one. We'll talk to you next week.
Very good. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you bet.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.